The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we're back here on the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner, and Missy Blizzard is joining us here, the assistant coach at Oakland, in place of Jennifer Grandstaff, who is probably home celebrating that 400th win that she received last night. You know, the thing about her, she only looks like, she still looks like she's 25 years old or something. She doesn't look like she's old enough to have 400 wins. I meant that as a compliment.
It is a compliment, and I can tell you that she is probably it was an honor for her and to be a part of it, but I can tell you that she's just put that behind her and is looking forward to the next opponent, which is Monday.
I think if anybody would probably care less about wins and just worrying about kids and the growth of them, and it's Jennifer Grandstaff. I don't think she never toots her horn very much.
No. And for her to do that is not within her personality at all.
Well, you had a big win, and it was a win over Smyrna, 64-47, a team that much improved. They've been battling some injuries, as you guys have. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about that game, because I know it's probably a little closer than that final score indicated, but big win nonetheless.
It is a big big win, big district win. You hope to take care of your district wins at home. Smyrna is a very good team, one that you cannot overlook. Their guards are very talented. They're very quick. They're hard to guard. And it was a tight contest all the way through, probably midway to the third quarter, when we finally hit a groove and we're hitting some buckets, making a few stops here and there. But they did have a kid out, one of their top players, a guard and a post player out. So I think they're probably missing those kids in a lot of ways. And we were just fortunate to come out on the winning end.
Your team is kind of in the shadows, I guess, of the big Blackman-Riverdale game last night. But you girls are sitting there, I think, 16-2, mm-hmm. 2-2 in the district. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of shaping up about the way it worked out last year in district play. But you're really looking more down the road, because once you get in district, a lot of things can happen. But you're just looking to try to get as high as you can and win each district game.
We set a goal for ourselves. Our kids set a goal for themselves to finish high in the district. It was an emotional week, the Riverdale Blackman week, and it was a tough physical week. And then we run into the other then we had a snow day, and then it kind of, you lose your momentum because you've been practicing for the Laverne matchup, and then you get
and routine is out of whack too.
Your routine is out of whack, and you know, you didn't find out that the game was postponed until like really late that afternoon. So yeah, you know, it's really difficult, but the kids have responded well. But it is very key and very crucial that we take care of ourselves, that we come into practice every day and focus, and our kids have responded really well.
It is, seems to me, it always just breaks that routine not to have a game, and maybe shooting gets off a little bit. Maybe there's some more turnovers. We saw a little evidence mm-hmm. of that with the Blackman boys. They were a little mm-hmm. rusty, it seemed like, you know. Mm-hmm. You've got Laverne. You had a game scheduled for today, but that's been postponed. Tell us a little bit about that, because I know some fans will want to know whether that's – you're not playing that, right?
We are not playing tonight. We were supposed to travel to Springfield, but with the bad weather that was earlier this week, you know, it messed a lot of games up that were scheduled, not just in our district but across the mid-state. So Springfield, I believe they perhaps might be making up a district game.
So your game was a planned game.
It was a planned
okay.
game, yes sir.
Right.
It was on our schedule, and so we're not playing today, and I don't believe it'll be made up either.
All right, then it's Laverne, and then you have a game with Shebaville on the Tuesday night, so a rare Monday night game, which I guess is good since you had a layoff little bit, so it's probably good to get two games in an extra game next week.
Mm-hmm. Right. Our makeup game with Laverne is on Monday, and we're out of school that day, so you know how what that can do to your kids. And then we're back, hopefully, in our regular schedule on Tuesday at home with Shelbyville.
And you repeat the process all over again and play everybody again. So far, so good. 2-2. I know you'd like that to be better, but it could have, it, with this district, it could have been worse. So I guess you feel, you know, okay at 2-2.
We do. We're very happy to be sitting 2-2. This district is incredibly tough. A lot of talented basketball players, incredible coaches. So we're very fortunate. We want to take advantage of any opportunity that we may have. It's important to win at home and hopefully to win a few on the road.
Missy Blizzard's our guest here on the Prentice Awesome Heating Air Coaches Corner. Missy, if you took Blackman, Riverdale, and Oakland and put them all in different districts, you'd probably be, all three of you'd be number one probably in that district. I mean, with the records that you have, it's just a real testament to how tough it is. And I guess it's a good and a bad thing. I guess it makes you're very competitive, and if you can get to the region and the state tournament, it really, it's got to help that you play these kind of teams all throughout the course of the year.
I think so. That's probably the biggest advantage of playing in this district, is the competition. Night after night is incredible. If you're not on your A game, then you're going to have a slip up. And I do believe it does prepare you for postseason. I don't think the other districts, and I don't mean any disrespect for the others, but from top to bottom, they're as tough as our district right here.
Level of competition. That's mm-hmm. That's the name of the game. Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about some players. We've had an opportunity to actually see you guys a lot. I know Gibson's out, and it's getting close to getting mm-hmm. back to maybe some game, playing in some games. Do you think maybe that's going to be down the road a few more weeks or a couple weeks or so? You just want to be careful with her?
We do want to be careful. We don't want to rush the whole healing process. We want to be patient with it, with her, and she's eager and ready. She's done everything the doctor has asked her to do, and we're just going to take it day by day, see how she feels. She is moving around really, really well, with no pain. So we're just going to wait. We're just going to just see, be patiently and wait and see when she is physically and mentally ready to step out on the floor.
The house has picked up the slack quite a bit. A totally different type of player, but mm-hmm. Defensively and some offensively, she's picked up a lot of the slack for you.
She has. Kira House is an incredible player, and one, she can be a game changer, and she has been for us. She's been able to make a lot of things happen on the defensive end just with her long limbs. She can deflect a pass. She can finish on the other end, and she's been quite a threat offensively just in our offensive sets by getting inside the paint with a pull-up jumper. She's just a great athlete, a great ball player.
I don't think she realizes how good an athlete she is at times, I think.
But we tell her all the time.
of course, you've got Emily Eubank, who is kind of one of the cornerstones, I would say, mm-hmm. In your offense, and a great defensive player, good penetrator. But then little Sis has come in, and I just love to see her come in because I think the fans get excited, and she shoots the ball so well. She's going to be a real contributor for you, I think, down a stretch too, even if not already.
She is. Emily is the heart and soul of our team this year. There's no doubt. She makes us go, and we rely on her to do a lot of things. Ainsley has come into herself here as of late. She has no fear, given her size. We're looking at her to come in and make some shots here and there, and she's been able to do that. And believe it or not, she's a pretty good defensive stopper. She can make a lot of things happen on the defensive end as well.
She's a little quicker than I thought she was. She is a good defender. Size doesn't seem to bother her. She'll take on anybody, won't she?
Oh, yeah,
just
not at all. And she can even block some shots,
yeah.
Given the chance.
And, of course, Oliver seems to get steady improvement. I really like her game. Mm-hmm. I just think defensively and on the board, she gives a lot of things that kind of go unnoticed, I think, at times. She's not super flashy, but she does a lot of hard work under the
yeah.
boards.
Yeah, you're exactly right. She's been steady all season. Caitlin Oliver had a really good summer, and she was the most consistent player all summer. And then I think she's been the most consistent, most steady player all year. You're right. She's not flashy. She gets her points the hard way. She's a banger. She likes playing closer to the basket than facing the bucket, and she's a really good defensive player.
I saw her make a move the other night in the Blackman game, and she did a little spin, and I thought she's learning. That's mm-hmm. another part of the learning mm-hmm. process. Mm-hmm. Made a nice post move. Then you've got Ellen Riggins, of course, the other cornerstone, the other piece, and who's had to kind of move from a little bit position to position, but she's still Ellen Riggins. What can I say?
Well, yeah, what can we say? We put a lot of we put the whole team on Ellen's shoulders, so to speak. We ask her to do a whole lot. She's very versatile. We ask her to play in different positions all the time, and she responds. You can't say enough about Ellen, what she does for us, not only on the floor but off the floor. She's a great leader. She's a great ball player, a great kid. She's got the knowledge of the game is incredible. So yeah,
she's kind of Ellen, quite of a leader too, isn't she?
Yeah, the kids lean on her a whole lot. We lean on her a lot from that standpoint, and you just can't say enough about that kid. She does a whole lot for us.
I don't know if coaching's in her blood, but I think someday she may be one. And then I'm going to name Sylvia because I think she's been a pleasant surprise for you guys, right, shooting the ball and handling the ball defensively. Sylvia Barnes has really picked it up too.
Sylvia has really come in and give us some spark offensively. We rely on her to make a stop for us. She's quick. She's so incredibly quick and strong. She takes or attempts to take so many charges, you just hold your breath and hope she gets back up. But she's been able to hit some long-range shots for us, which opens up our inside game for us some, which we rely on a whole lot. And Sylvia has – she's been consistent for the most part.
Well, let's see, Coach. You've got you go to Laverne on Monday, then Shelbyville. That is at home. A good Tuesday night little non-district battle, but Shelbyville, you know, it's Shelbyville. I mean, that's always a good matchup. And then you take Siegel and start it all over again for round two.
Round two, yeah. We'll finish up with Laverne. Our kids hopefully will be ready with the holiday on Monday. You can't overlook anybody at all in our district. We'll be looking forward to that game. But, yeah, the grind starts all over again.
Well, I know last year you got that second half momentum, and you really played well in that second half, and hope that happens again. Will you do me a favor? I know, tell Coach Grandstaff congratulations.
I will.
Well deserved. And will you tell Coach Lyons to just quit dragging everybody down on the bench and try to, you know, he's an old guy, and it's really hard for him to get up now, stand up and do those kind of things. So just kind of carry him, if you will.
I will. We can't do anything with him anymore.
Well, he gets old and cantankerous like me. Missy Blizzard, the assistant coach at Oakland, and they're looking for a great second half and some big games, some key games coming up for them as well. And we appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Missy Blizzard, the assistant coach at Oakland. And when we come back, I guess I'm going to stay here, and we're going to be talking to Chris Lynch of the Lady Eagles. And as we continue with the Prentice Ossipedian Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.